Welcome to the Lesbian Romantic Podcast. This is Connection Revealed, Part 38. September 23rd, 2063. That's back in the past. Fire Blue Territory, North American Province. 3:30 p.m. local time. Elle wanted to say something, but couldn't. Her eyes were fixed on Louise's, but Louise was not looking back at her. Instead, she was looking at Michelle Becker. "Hey," Becker croaked. Elle's gaze flicked to Michelle, surprised by the pain in her voice. She had not expected Becker to get this emotional. Coldness she had foreseen. Disdain, too. But this? "What is this?" Louise said slowly, her eyes still fixed on Becker, but her question clearly directed at Elle. "She says she got hurt and had to be taken to the hospital," Elle tried to explain. It sounded ridiculous once she had said it out loud. Elle had told herself that the only way to come clean to Louise was to bring Michelle to her. Louise was the only one who could read Michelle like an open book. But Elle knew she had made a mistake the moment she saw Louise's face after opening the door. Louise would have never agreed to this confrontation if she had been given the choice. "Becker needs our help," Elle continued to explain, but it didn't sound very convincing. "And she has some information to offer."
I really wanted to see you," Becker interjected before Elle could continue.
Elle felt a surge of panic rising. The history between Louise and Michelle was suddenly palpable in the air. Their emotions seemed to radiate from within, sucking up the oxygen around them. Louise's voice shook when she spoke.
"I never wanted to see you again. I thought I'd made that clear."
Elle studied Louise's face. She could see the pain in Louise's eyes. But was there more than pain? Perhaps some regret and longing, too? Or was Elle just imagining the things she feared most?
"You completely messed up my life," Michelle said. "But I think I understand why now."
Louise laughed bitterly.
"I messed up your life? My God, you're even worse than I remember."
Elle reached for Louise's hand, but it was out of reach.
"Louise," she said, but then couldn't find the right words again.
She now understood that there would always be feelings between Michelle and Louise. Simply too much had happened, and she had brought that history into the present.
"Did you tell anyone I'm still alive?" Louise asked, stepping closer to Michelle. "Is that why you're here? Because it doesn't matter anymore?"
"No," Michelle said immediately, also stepping closer.
"Of course not. Everyone still thinks you're dead."
Elle was tempted to step in between them, but at this point, she'd have to push one of them back, and that seemed like a very aggressive thing to do. She stood by, feeling increasingly powerless.
"I will let the whole world know what you did if you tell anyone I'm alive," Louise growled.
"I know that," Becker replied.
"That's not why I'm here. I'm here because..."
"What did she do to you?" Louise asked, suddenly focusing on Elle. She grabbed Elle's hand and stepped in front of her.
"Did she force you to do this?"
"No," Elle started to say.
"She didn't..."
"You're awful," Louise spat back at Michelle.
"You can't stand other people being happy, so you try to destroy everything and everyone. You were always like that, hiding behind rules and using those as an excuse. But I see what you are."
Michelle Becker flinched and stepped back.
"Beneath your rank and all that fake authority, you're just empty," Louise continued. "So you want everyone else to be empty-handed."
Elle was shocked to see Michelle's blue eyes tear up.
"Look, your girlfriend brought me here. I only accepted the invitation because I wanted to talk to you."
Louise met Elle's eyes, nostrils flaring.
"We need to get rid of her."
"Baby, just listen for one sec," Elle said.
"No, get rid of her. Send her back. I don't want to talk to her." Louise spun around and went back into the large office space. Elle managed to prevent the door from slamming shut in her face, but just barely. "Wait," Elle pleaded.
"Just get that monster out of here,"
Louise yelled frantically. September 24th, 2063. Fire Blue Territory, North American Province. 4:30 a.m. local time. A few hours earlier, Louise wouldn't have believed anyone if they told her she'd be standing here. But now, she needed to be here. It had only taken a few hours for her to realize that she needed it. After being confronted with Michelle and her conversation in the hallway with Elle, Louise had gone home. Elle had tried to stop her, but Louise had ignored her. She had been too hurt and angry to listen. She had left Elle behind with Michelle in the bathroom, deciding it was her problem how Elle got rid of her. She had driven home in a daze, and there she had angrily grabbed Stucky's leash. During her walk, Louise had started to process the shock of seeing Michelle again. Slowly, as she'd moved one foot in front of the other, something inside her had shifted from horrified surprise to curiosity. Elle had come home about 5 hours after Louise did. By then, Louise had been waiting in bed. She'd felt exhausted but couldn't sleep. With Elle beside her, the bedroom had felt like a prison. After a few hours of lying awake in silence, ignoring Elle's pleas to talk, Louise had realized she couldn't stay with Elle for the night. She needed space. And she needed more answers. With Elle lying silently beside her, a new question had slowly formed in Louise's mind. What if she hadn't left her past with Michelle behind? What if she had just pushed it away? That's why she had wanted to know where Elle had taken Michelle. Even in the dark, Louise had seen that this question had deeply hurt Elle. But that wasn't Louise's problem. If she had indeed pushed away her history with Michelle rather than process it, then she had to act fast. There was no time to lose. Michelle would be sent back to the desert very soon. Elle had shared where Michelle was located without too much pushback. Louise had been surprised to hear where Elle had taken her, but then again, she had been surprised about almost everything at this point. It had been difficult to leave Elle behind in the middle of the night. Louise knew that Elle could suspect she was going back to her old lover. And maybe, in a way, Louise was. There was no way for her to console Elle. As she'd gotten into her car, Louise had tried not to think about what was going to happen for herself, her relationship with Elle, and Elle's political career. She'd sensed that their lives had been changed forever, probably not for the better. So here she was now, at the research center. Louise had sent the guard to another room, and luckily they had followed her instructions immediately. Maybe they were just happy to get away for a while. She knew Michelle was behind that door. All she had to do was step inside and confront the woman she had long thought would be the love of her life. Louise didn't knock. She threw open the door before she could change her mind. She then felt a little silly standing in the doorway, but tried to summon her confidence. She was the one in control now. "Louise?" Michelle gasped from somewhere inside the room. "Why did you want to talk to me?" Louise asked, stepping inside and closing the door behind her. Michelle was standing next to a thin mattress in the corner of the room. Beside her, another woman stood, gaping at Louise in shock. This must be the scientist.
I am,
Michelle stammered, glancing in the scientist's direction. "Just talk,"
Louise said, pulling a chair from under the table. You can get rid of her when you get back home. I mean, that's what you do, right? Even though Louise knew she was right about what Michelle would likely do to this other woman, she still felt awful about what she had said, as if her suggestion somehow sealed the woman's fate. I'm sorry, Louise told the scientist. That's just what she does to people. You might as well find out now. Can we talk alone? Michelle asked, with none of the confidence Louise was used to. Louise looked at the scientist again, then at Michelle. I think it's too late now anyway. I think she probably connected the dots. I know, Michelle said, but can we please talk in private? I have some things I'd like to say. I can't, unless we're alone. That's okay, Louise said, crossing her legs. I'm not here to listen. I have some things to tell you myself, and I want you to listen. Michelle sighed deeply. Much to Louise's surprise, she stopped protesting and instead sat down on the mattress. This unsettled Louise. She needed her anger to drive her forward. She wanted Michelle to know what she had done to Louise, and it was hard to hurl insults at someone literally on the floor. You were awful, Louise said anyway, trying to sound as confident as she could, and not just after we broke up, but long before. The scientist cleared her throat, but Louise ignored her. I guess you always wanted to destroy me and humiliate me. You never really loved me, Louise continued, tears filling her eyes. But I loved you. I was young and stupid. And I really did love you. She hadn't planned on admitting how much she had loved Michelle, but it felt good anyway. For the first time in her life, she was proud that she was capable of loving someone so deeply. I know, Michelle said softly. I know I was horrible to you. Louise tilted her head in suspicion. There was not a hair on her head that considered Michelle capable of genuine regret. That meant Michelle was pretending for some reason. Louise's eyes glanced back at the scientist. The woman had sat down too, looking incredibly deflated rather than scared. Why? Louise pursed her lips. What's your name? She asked the scientist. Leave her alone, Michelle said, straightening her back. Louise's eyebrows shot up. Michelle didn't want her to talk to this woman. It was almost as if she wanted to protect her. Why? Jade Turner, the woman said. And I assume you are Louise Thomas? The one and only, Louise said slowly, glancing in Michelle's direction. You lied, Turner told Michelle quietly. You lied again. Michelle's face turned into an expression that Louise had always hoped to see, but had never actually seen before. In a way, it broke her heart to see it because apparently Michelle was capable of it. Just not for her. I had to, Michelle said unconvincingly. I promised Louise because... Stop, Louise said angrily. This was part 38 of Connection Revealed. If you are very eager to hear what happens next, it's good to know that patrons already have access to part 39, part 40, and part 41 as well. So, even if you don't want to become a paying member of Patreon, it is good to sign up because now and then I drop something for free. So go to patreon.com/lesbianromantic. That is patreon.com/lesbianromantic. If you can't find the right link, just go to lesbianromantic.com and click on support, and you will find all the ways to support the podcast there, and of course the correct link to Patreon, where you can sign up for free and get updates and now and then some free stuff. All right. Thank you
to all the patrons around the world who support my work. This free feed is available to everyone because of your support, and it means so much to me. And this production, this story, this episode, I was able to create all of it because of your financial help. So thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, that is it for this week. Thank you so much for spending time with me. It is always a privilege, and I will see you again soon on this public free feed or on Patreon.